When you buy a house,
yeah.
You make it your own.
Sure.
That being said, there are some things a house can go through. Other people will see differently forever. And this house in Webster could be the case.
Yeah.
Even so, Kimmy, with how hard it is to find a place to live right now, it is surprising that whoever made this purchase got this much of a deal on it.
Nice.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Someone who just bought a massive mansion in Webster got a hell of a deal. Back in 2023, this home, according to a story in the Democrat and Chronicle, was seized by the federal government.
What?
They say the home had been purchased using funds from selling drugs.
Oh.
It seems the previous owner had made their money moving cocaine and fentanyl.
Sounds big stuff.
Yeah, well, you bought a big old house, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to buy a house like that moving a couple of dime bags of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But they used the cash to make this drug house a drug home. Despite that, the home is gorgeous.
It's massive.
Yeah.
5,400 square feet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Corner of Lake and Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy town. 5-bedroom. 6-bath, marble everywhere you look, bars, multiple, galore,
dang.
Chandeliers, vaulted ceilings, wealth, Tommy.
The works, baby.
You got it. And the home, according to several sources, was worth over $2 million.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sold for $1 million.
Damn. Half off.
Half off drug house mansion, be dialing.
That is sweet.
Why didn't people want this home?
It is weird that it didn't go for more money. Like,
well,
people shine. I mean, nothing happened in the house
that we know of. That we know of.
No, but how do we know how long it was vacant for? Like, how long in between the last owner was in it before this new person's gonna move in?
We do not. But
you said it was seized by the government in 2023.
No, yeah, it was seized by the government.
Okay, so it's been a few years at least.
Okay, but I saw they had pictures of the inside of the house.
Yeah.
It looks like it's in immaculate
shape.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's not.
I mean, the feds they dust and mop.
My mind was going more towards I don't know how many drugs you have to sell to build a house like that.
All right.
I don't know what kind of people you have to deal with
to
build a house like that. I don't know the lingering effects of those relationships after you leave your house or get caught doing something.
Well, you're afraid they're coming back?
I don't know.
They ain't coming back, man.
You sure? No, not the person who owned the house.
Not the person who owned the house.
Ooh.
Maybe people that they dealt with that didn't get the memo that they no longer live in that house.
Oh, you put a sign up front.
That would be my fear.
He gone.
I don't know what connections there are to this house.
I'm buying that house, man.
Okay. Do you want to just consider what she just said?
He didn't even listen.
No, I know, because you think like some guys are going to come back looking for their score, their money.
It only takes one.
So that wouldn't even register in your head.
That's crap. That's Hollywood crap.
That's crap of Hollywood.
Yeah. And by the way, you might find a couple surprises in that house, bro.
That would also freak me out.
Freak out?
Yeah, no, I mean, a guy like you finding a bag of coke at your age, what are you going to do with that?
Sell it.
To who?
You know.
No, I don't.
Other radio guys. I could probably move it in this building.
Anybody that did coke back in the day, if they did it now, their heart would explode immediately.
That's on them.
I love the idea, too. Like, you think, yeah, man, if I got a bag of coke, I could sell it to,
Bro, I could do a little bump myself.
Bro, you ain't going to do coke.
I did coke in the past.
Yeah, I
never really did anything for me, but maybe I was doing it wrong.
Sure, no. I mean, I was able to lift a whole bunch more weight in the past. I ain't doing that now.
Bro, you know how many pills I take every day?
You too old for cocaine, son?
I think I could.
You're so old, too old for cocaine. Cold-blooded. We caught it.
But it is a beautiful house.
I mean, it is. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's in a weird location, but it's gorgeous.
I mean, I'll say this. I wouldn't want the upkeep.
Well, here's what's weird about
it. And the taxes.
The older taxes, because it's on Lake Road.
Yeah.
And you think like, oh, a mansion on Lake Road, but you can't see the lake.
Oh. Okay.
It's on the opposite side of the street.
Oh.
And there's tree, so there's no, you're not looking at the water.
Okay.
There's no dock. There's no, like, you're going to put a boat there.
Still a good house, though.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it's in a weird spot.
Okay. I mean, it's still worth over $2 million, according to the story.
I mean, it's amazing looking.
252 WCMF, we're talking about this mansion in Webster, 5,400 square feet, 5-bedroom, 6-bath, marble everywhere you look.
You'd feel like Tony Soprano in a robe walking around that thing. I'm definitely buying a robe and walking around that.
Okay. The
with
home,
my cocaine and my fentanyl.
Back in 2023, was seized by the federal government, as you just heard Tommy say. The previous owner, according to authorities, made their money selling cocaine and fentanyl. They auctioned or sold the house in some way. Several stories say it was worth over $2 million. It sold for $1 million, which is weird. And I understand that we're playing in a rarefied air situation.
Sure.
Most people can't even afford $1 million.
Yes.
But, Kimmy, with how hard it is to buy a house in the greater Rochester area right now, and what people are overlooking right now.
Yeah. I mean, this person got a deal.
Deal of the century.
I mean, he's going to make his money when he sells it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's start with Carmen. Hey, Carmen. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
So I got a real good reason why nobody wanted to buy the house. Usually, there's usually a stash room or something that these houses have. And what if somebody missed some of that stash? I wouldn't want to be caught in the middle of a drug lord trying to get a stash back.
Okay, so Carmen, let's back up the truck here. All right, so as you put it, a stash room somewhere where there are drugs that have been hidden in case you're describing like what happened in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Right, they have the money. Mm-hmm. Okay, Carmen, where did you hear this information about the stash room?
I mean, it's pretty common. Usually, big drug pens.
No.
Hold on. So the government's had this piece of property for over a year. It's common knowledge that they have these spaces, but the government never went in there and looked for that stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you pull a book from the library and all of a sudden the door opens and there's that secret drug stash.
So, like,
and the government didn't look for that.
Well, no, hold on, Tommy. No. Tommy.
Okay.
Carmen obviously has experience with this. Carmen, how many drug kingpins did you know that described this to you?
There was three that I was talking to last year. They had the exact same.
Are you so full? Why you lie, Carmen? Why you lie?
I'm telling you the truth.
Carmen, just say, I went down to the bar, hang out with a couple of drug kingpins where they broke down, where they keep their most secret, valuable things. To
dude,
Carmen.
Shakespeare, you tip it back, and there's a door opening. There's a pole that goes down to a basement, and there's drugs down there.
I think you're talking about Batman.
Yeah, I'm real. It's a safe scenario.
Carmen,
you're in Bruce Ward's house.
Great. Carmen, what? Thank you. Bruce Ward?
Yeah. Wasn't that Batman?
Burt Ward played Robin. Bruce Wayne was Batman.
Bruce Wayne.
Ward.
I was close.
Your brain doesn't work. You're going to do cocaine and think you're not
going
to die.
Maybe my brain would get better on coke.
Something, Bruce Ward.
Would it freak you out, though, if you're, obviously, like, the house is cleaned out of anything
of course
like
it
that.
Is.
But would it freak you out if you did find some like weird secret areas?
It'd be pretty
where you're
cool.
Like, what else would this be used for?
Do you find like somebody chained up, a skeleton chained up in there?
You're not gonna. But let's say there was like a secret room.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's cleared out. That'd be cool to have. And would you, I may ask you this? So, would you brag that you bought the coke house? Like, if people go, "Hey, man, I bought the coke house."
I think anybody who buys that house is gonna mention that when they're given the tour.
I think it depends on who you're giving the tour to. If I am bringing like my wife's family through, not happening. If I buy this house and I'm talking to you, yeah, I bought the coke house.
Yeah, or any stranger. Yeah, I bought the coke house.
No, I'm not telling a stranger.
Why not?
Well, because I don't know how they feel about cocaine.
Who cares?
Me? Because I own the house.
Well, yeah, what do you think? They're so pissed off at cocaine. You don't have cocaine. You just bought the cocaine house.
Do you hear what
it's
you're
saying?
It's
the house that coke built.
What would Bruce Ward say if he heard you say
I don't know
this?
Anymore.
252.
He's in heaven.
WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Carmen watched Scarface and thought it was an actual conversation he had with someone.
He tried to say
problem.
He knows three
yes.
drunk kickpins!
Because he met a guy named Tony at the coffee shop.
Hey, listen, two things. Number one, this house was last sold in 1997 for $110,000. And when the Fed seized it, they tried to sell it for $1.4 million, and the price listing just went down from there. And, you know, they finally settled on the $1 million.
So to be clear, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I saw $2.3 million for the value pre-seized by the government.
Well, maybe. And I guarantee that's why nobody wanted this, because the assessment went from 136 in 2011 to 627,000 in 2013. So now that they're going to sell it, you know, or now that it's been sold, I guarantee the tax assessment is going to go up again.
The taxes!
Not worth
the
upkeep.
The upkeep, who needs it?
The taxes. Yeah. So, you know, imagine whatever your tax payment on that is going to be now, it's going to be doubled. I imagine that's why nobody wanted to buy
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. That's a good theory. Jeremy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest
Radio
of the day.
Sticks.
You know what you need?
What do you need?
You need, I got a buddy, Carmen.
Yeah.
He knows some guys.
Oh, yeah?
You got to have one of them secret tax rooms.
Room?
No, when the tax man comes.
What do you do?
The tax man comes in, you pull off the, there's like a statue.
Yeah.
Right? You pull the head off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a statue of Bruce Ward. Yeah. You pull that off, you press a button, and then you sneak into your secret room. You don't pay the tax.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For the tax man?
Yeah. Where in the world is Carmen?
I think they call it a tax shelter.
We have the dumbest people ever.
Yes, we do.
Listen to the show, because we're also really dumb. 252-WCMF. You know, I always wonder.
What's up?
How long, I see you guys on hold, sit tight, I want to talk to you. How long has to pass before something that happened in a home doesn't reflect the home anymore? Like, there are some notorious serial killers, mobsters, monsters that lived here in the 60s and 70s. There's a home that Arthur Shawcross lived in.
Yes.
At one point, people were like, that was the home that Arthur Shawcross lived in.
I think when something violent happens, I think it's got hang time.
Mm, okay.
I think, like, guy that dealt coke bought a house, that's got to be a quick burn.
But we don't know the story
here. Yeah, I mean, unless something else comes out.
Yeah.
But if you just made your money selling coke, how long? I mean, no, I don't think people care.
All right, let me ask you this.
But we do have some houses, even recent ones, that had some bad stuff.
So in the last decade, the most notorious home, I would argue, in the greater Rochester area would be the Tan House.
Yeah, and that's in a beautiful neighborhood.
We had Charlie Tan, everything with his dad. You guys remember the story. How long passes before the Charlie Tan House isn't the Charlie Tan House anymore?
That'll always be the Charlie.
Well, no,
people. Decades.
Maybe it has less to do with the time, more to do with how many people have owned it in between.
Okay. Well, no, I guess it would be, I mean, Kimmy, somebody will move from that neighborhood eventually, the last person that was there. Does it die then?
Yeah, you would think.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
So, about 20 years ago, I bought a property in Fairport that was owned by a guy that got busted, not only for having huge amounts of coke. He was a construction guy, and he built about a third of Fairport.
Okay.
He also got busted for being kind of a purveyor of young ladies. Can I say his name?
No, don't say any names. Just keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, he was a big builder. It was.
I got you. Yeah, okay. So what happened with the house?
Well, nothing, but the whole time I was living there, I'm you know, wondering, because I had actually heard, I had actually talked to the previous owner, she told me this, and I talked to the gentleman that lived next door who had actually built his at the same time. Luckily, he had parties there. Like I said, I'm looking for, like, either, you know, dead hookers somewhere in the basement, or, like, coke in the walls at some point, or some stash cash. But I never found anything.
No, that's not what I heard, bro. I just talked to my buddy Carmen. He said every house has a stash room.
Or a dead hooker in it.
Yes. Yeah, so the password is Bruce Ward.
It was a townhouse. It was a townhouse, so there's no basement. It was on a slab.
Okay. Well.
But it was just...
Hey, it was on a slab.
Well,
it's a slab house, bro.
All right,
well, he bought the old slab house.
Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. How to make buying a coke house sound boring, by Jeff.
Dude, it's just a slab. Hey, guys, I got a good one for you. Nothing happened. I got a hot one for you.
What are you doing?
Can I say his name? Can I say it? No.
You just wanted to say
it. You sure I can't say it?
Oh, all right, fine. Bruce Ward. 252-WCMF. I mean, like, the higher the profile of the home, and I see you guys all the time, higher the profile of the home, the harder it has to be to sell that house.
And I'm guessing, like, even if nothing technically happened here, just a rumor about that house could ruin it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You mean, like, there's a stash room in there somewhere?
Like, a rumor about the person, somebody that lived there in the past, or I don't think it even takes, like, a solid, you know, legal thing to happen for it to be like be on record or in the news for people to be skeptical about the home they're buying.
But that's what's so strange about this house.
Yeah.
Is before Kimmy, we saw this story. We didn't know this house was involved in that. And in fact, the story that dictates why this house was seized by the government doesn't even give us a name for the person that was involved in the alleged crime or crime they were convicted of, whatever. Like going back to the Charlie Tan house. Like, that is a high profile house.
Oh, yeah.
I get why the price would plummet on that. This one. I mean, we do the news for a living.
Right.
I can't tell you what story this is connected to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It seems pretty low profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so.
The taxes.
And the upkeep. And the slab. Maintaining that slab.
I got a story. Go ahead. Yeah, I got one.
Nothing happened.
Let's talk to Tommy. Hey, Tommy. How are you, buddy?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Good. Well, so I think we're focusing on the wrong part of the house here. Cocaine is a drug of paranoia. There's got to be stuff buried in the backyard.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything in the house. I think you got to excavate the backyard.
All right. So you think there's like cash and drugs in the backyard?
Yeah, you know, scared cocaine addicts, all they do is bury stuff. They're like pirates.
Okay, but don't...
And they left it there when they left the house.
Well, I mean, they may have left in a hurry, Tommy.
Like being arrested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. You know, like they may have left in some bracelets. So now they got to go back, you know, 10 years later, and all of a sudden you have people digging up your backyard in the middle of the night.
All right, but Tommy, I'm going to counterpoint that. The federal government sees this property, like we told
you. Yeah, they've been sitting on it for a while.
And I'm assuming... No, I mean, Tommy, if you know this fact... The federal government would know this fact, right? So they didn't go through with the equipment they have to just make sure that there's nothing on surface level that they didn't find?
Well, Duffy, you know, I believe the federal government is working hard all the time, overtime, but there is a chance that maybe they just sat on the house, right? Maybe people were just filling out paperwork, collecting a paycheck. They weren't super active in investigating.
I just find it interesting, Tommy. Well, then, Tommy, if that's the case, go dig up the backyard right now. What are you waiting for?
Well, I'm actually driving down Bay Road right now with an excavator, so.
All right, listen, on your way, pick up Carmen, because he's got some tips for you, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, I know Carmen. We have mutual friends.
Tommy, thanks for the call. Okay, new rule. Everybody stop watching Mob.
Yes.
Okay?
Because the theory would be like the government has the house, right?
Yeah.
And they check the whole place, and somebody say, hey, Bob, did you check the backyard? Nah. Get out of here, man. We've been here a year. Ain't nothing back there.
All right, so I guess then, if you are someone who has been desperate to buy a home, and there are people, Kimmy, that have been waiting years, getting shut out every time they make an offer, look for a home with a backstory.
Yeah.
That should be fun for you.
Never let a tragedy go to waste.
A lot of secret rooms, I hear.
Well, I mean, even something as
how about that backyard? And that slab.
And you get to live next to Bruce Ward. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as someone like dying of natural causes in the home.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
And we're an older community. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of that.
Yeah.
That old folk.
So, I mean, like Tommy said, I normally don't agree with him, but if you need a roof over your head, never let a tragedy go to waste.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's going to buy that house. Why not you?
Sure, sure. And then just watch out for that secret room where they put grandma's body. Let's take a break. They say family is forever.
Seems like it.
And we've all had incidents with members of our family that seem bad at the time, but eventually everyone gets over it, water under the bridge. There are some things, however, you can do that no one will ever forgive you for. And based on how serious some people take this, this might be one of those things. You don't even know why you're laughing, because you're into this, and when you find out, you're going to be like, oh my God, oh my God. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Wayne County.
What happened?
Two men, a father and a son, have been arrested after an incident with a family member. Police say it started as a domestic dispute, although nothing in the story says the domestic dispute got physical. Police say the two men, at some point, went outside and started causing damage by destroying plants.
Okay.
Just stomping on flowers.
Pulling stuff up, maybe.
Worse than that. Yes, they uprooted. It says they uprooted several plants and then disposed of them.
Oh.
It's a lot of work, man.
It is. Like, you might think that looks easy and fun, but then once you really get to it and you can't get it out of the ground, you're going to look kind
of
silly.
That's a lot of time.
The 41-year-old man and the 20-year-old man were taken into custody. Although the story doesn't specify what charges we'll be facing, potentially herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. God, he laughed a little bit. I got a giggle. That's all I was looking for. Some jokes are just for the giggles, guys. The story, if the allegations are true, I would argue.
Yeah.
If this person is a legitimate, like, gardener, planter.
Yeah.
This ends the family relationship.
Oh, yeah. You mess with my landscaping?
Oh, what happened? Because a second ago you were laughing. No big deal. What could it be? You mess with my plants?
Especially time of year when you could have just finished doing all that landscaping.
Did. Yeah, this is that time of the year. Yeah. You got to get it done.
Okay.
He was into model ships or something and they smashed
them. That would be... I find the plant thing funnier than the model ships. The model ships take like hours and hours and hours of work. People are
so does landscaping.
Okay, listen to
and
you.
And you
got to
nurture and water and fertilize.
Listen
and the expense
to you
and the sales tax.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew as soon as you found out what it was. Wait a minute, this is actually a pretty serious allegation.
Well, it's going to be a lot of work to put it all back together.
Yeah.
All All right, look, you get in a fist fight and break your brother's television, you can get your brother a new TV, sure. No harm, yeah. No foul. Same with a plate smashed against the wall. All those can be fixed. You do not mess with the garden of someone who loves plants.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think, that's so diabolical in my mind, because it's not even like a thought that I would have of how I could hurt somebody.
And it's backbreaking on top of that. Like, smashing a TV, you're one and done.
I mean, just like if you go to the home of someone who has a green thumb,
yeah.
The first thing they want to do is give you a tour of all of the things they're growing outside the house.
Oh, I want you to know when I planted it, too, and how big it's gotten over the years.
How you planned it out.
My wife is this person. Mm. And every time someone comes over, I feel terrible for them.
Why?
She is going to try and find a way to shoehorn in an explanation of everything that is coming out of the ground. Everything. And like,
give me garden tours?
You saw
I would take that tour.
No, you wouldn't. You saw my house. It's like a four-hour tour now. You saw my house is just overgrown with all kinds of weird-ass plants.
Animals do disappear around your house, Rick. A little bit of time.
I mean, think about this, man. Yeah. Like, if these two men, if the allegations are true, the 41-year-old and the 20-year-old accused of uprooting and destroying plants during this domestic incident, you can't fix that. You can't replace that. That relationship
is
shot in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, in all seriousness, let's say you invite me over to your house.
Yeah.
We have a couple of drinks. I'm just being a giant douchebag. You're like, hey, be careful with all the plants. We're like, oh, this one? And I just yank some out of the ground. Could you come to work with me on Monday?
Yes, I could.
Look at me in the face.
I mean, I would make fun of you.
Like, I draw my pants and I'm rubbing other plants on my genitals.
So you're grinding on my plants? You're doing it like that? Yeah, it would bother
you. You like that?
This is bothering
you. You like more. That, see? It's not even a plant.
Sexual gyrations. So you think I couldn't? It would change our relationship, yes.
Okay, over a plant.
Well, because you're being so mean.
I tried on all of your clothes on purpose when I house sat for you.
Man, you were fat.
Yeah, no, I tried to stretch them out. That was my goal.
Yeah.
And that didn't bother you, but the plant would bother you.
No. Well, the plant, could be years in the making, right? Depending how big that plant is.
Like,
that's something that you put time and effort into for potentially years, and to have it all gone like that where you got to start over.
Hey, by the way, you destroyed my house with your girlfriends when you were house sitting.
Yeah. Didn't change our relationship.
No.
No.
No, I had everything steam cleaned.
No, you didn't. You had marks on the carpet from before I got there. I just added a couple of more. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this story from Wayne County. Two men have been arrested, a father's son, the 41-year-old, 20-year-old man. Police say got into a domestic argument, went outside and uprooted several plants.
So those two got mad at somebody else and went out and destroyed the as a father and son. But the fact that they did it together is also disturbing.
It is nice to see fathers and sons getting together and, you know, having something
like
in common.
One didn't they dial the other one back? Yeah, you missed one.
I don't know. I mean, I will say this, though, too. Like, not justifying what happened here. Mm. But if you are the partner of someone that is really into gardening, kind of get it.
What?
I kind of get why you would go outside and be like,
really?
I'm going to destroy all of this. I mean, come on.
What if the guy...
You don't have this in your house.
Well, I mean, I don't think, like, my husband resents the garden.
Well, but you
like,
don't...
it's more my thing, you hate, but I don't think, like, outside. He hates it.
No, I don't hate
He wants it to look nice.
I don't hate
outside. Pat doesn't care.
I really don't. But I don't hate outside. Like, yesterday was Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
So we talked about this a couple weeks ago. My wife said all she wanted was just a day in the garden.
Yeah, yeah. It's therapy for her.
You got it. She spent all Saturday and all Sunday, like, literally 14 hours combined.
Yeah.
Just doing things in the garden, right? When I need stuff, like, hey, like, we have to go do this, or, like, there's things going on here, like, the garden takes precedent.
Right.
Yeah.
I get why if I got in a fight with my wife and the garden cat, I'd be like, oh, you like that? Bushes up now. Right. Bushes in the garbage, you were saying. I'm sorry.
So what if the homeowner actually was doing reverse psychology?
What do you mean?
Well, he actually needed a whole area cleaned out. And he didn't feel like doing it.
Okay.
And he knew these guys had it in him to go in and rip all that out. Maybe saved him a half a day of backbreaking work.
Is it weird that I picture the victim in this story a woman? I know you want to picture a man because you are this guy, but you're rare.
That I like to garden?
Yeah. I think. Like,
So these two guys ripped up this woman's yard.
That's what I pictured, but I couldn't be wrong.
That's even worse.
I mean, Kimmy, if you had to guess, like, if you pictured a Rochester gardener in your head, describe what you're seeing right now.
Rochester Gardner.
Gardner.
Like a standard.
Standard Rochester.
What does he look like? Or no. She look like?
I would say it's a woman.
So you think it's a woman?
What do you think?
I mean.
Because you think that's a girly thing.
No, I just like.
No.
I think like.
Because just, oh, sissy boys do it?
I didn't say that either.
Little sissy boys put on their little. Your little gardening pants.
When it comes
and your little knee protectors, and they go work in the garden, and they make pretty pansies, and then they prance around the pansies in their gardening pants and their knee pads. And they talk to all the butterflies, and they give them names.
Everything you're describing is what my wife does, by the way.
Mr. Butterwings, I'm talking to you, Mr. Butterwings.
You are literally describing my wife's entire weekend.
I'm thinking most of the bigger gardeners I know are women, but like they're.
You think any sissy boys?
No, I like I'm thinking of like my dad. Like my mom probably plans most of the gardening, but like if stuff's off, like it'll bother him. Like okay. He'll go in and like make sure everything looks pristine.
Look,
you know?
I'm not saying it's definitely a woman. I just pictured a woman. I mean, yeah. Stephanie writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. She says, my husband is the gardener. Laughy face.
Oh.
She did an impression of her husband. Now you feel bad about yourself?
He's a sissy boy.
You are that guy. I mean, here's the thing. Even if we're talking like, you know, tag team in it.
Yeah.
I always saw wife, girlfriend picks out the flowers, plants, whatever. Husband puts them in.
Mm-hmm.
Where does your wife pick them out, or is it a full Tommy extravaganza?
She approves.
She approves.
So you pick.
Oh,
I pick. She approves.
You pick and you plant.
Yeah,
I'm a plant. I'm impressed. Pick it and plant.
Because I mean, we've seen your backyard, and I kind of assume that your wife was in charge of all that.
So my wife will say, she says this really demeaning thing that she doesn't mean to. She'll go, you know, most men don't really have an eye for things like that.
You just said what I said.
I know. But I think she means it as a compliment, but it doesn't come across that way.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, Pensy boy.
But couldn't you describe that about almost everything in your life? Your outfits, the way you take care of your hair, the gardening, your overall personality.
Sissy boy.
Your hand gestures. Now, by the way, if the allegations are true in this story, what makes it even worse... We don't know if the men accused of this crime live where the plants reside.
Oh, I thought they were. I didn't think this was their house.
It could be.
It sounded like they came over, got into an argument, they ripped it up. That's the way I envisioned
it. I get it, but it doesn't say that.
Yeah, true.
Because like we said, there are people frustrated by their partners growing
up. Yeah.
I'm one of them, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't live there, if your issue is not with the plants, but with the person who put them there, well, now all you are doing is trying to hurt someone as deeply as you can, which makes you a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, you get to leave this scene after destroying all of this work they put in. 252 to BCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, great. How are you guys?
Good, Mike. What do you got?
Good. I have a theory of what happened. I think the father and son were going to go golfing, and then the wife woke up and decided that plants needed to be planted. So they had to go to the gardening store, get all the plants, come home, plant them, miss their golfing, and then the wife came home and didn't like how they were planted, so then they ripped them all out.
That's a really detailed theory
like
based on no
maybe
information.
Maybe something that you experienced, Mike.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth on that one.
Okay, wait.
He's a golfer.
You didn't rip out your wife's plants, Mike.
No, but I could see how somebody could be driven to do that.
Okay, but that's what I mean. Like, you call me a monster. Mike is in the same boat I am, bro.
I understand.
How bad's your wife with the gardening, Mike?
No, she's not bad with the gardening. I'm actually more of the gardener, but I can just see how that interaction would happen where a wife needs something done, and then you did it wrong.
Okay, so like if Mike's the gardener, then that would make him
a little sissy boy. He doesn't golf. He likes to just prance around in the garden in his little gardening pants and his little knee pads.
Who's he talking to while he's doing it, though?
Mr. Butterwings came by and flew in, landed on my arm for a minute. It was so sweet. Bye, Mr. Butterwings.
Wait, did he have a song for Mr. Butterwings when he left?
Mr. Butterwings, fly away. Come back again someday.
That's you, Mike. That's what you sound like.
Okay, thanks,
Mr.
guys.
Butterwings.
That was great.
Mike's bored with you.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mr. Butterwings.
What is going on here?
Mr. Butterwings might be the greatest song he's ever produced on this show. I would buy Mr. Butterwings.
He's going in a different direction.
I think he's opening
career up
at the Lilac Festival today.
Mark writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF.
Yeah.
My dad grew up farming. It's peak hour, and it's peak hour garden, at its peak, excuse me. Our garden was 1.5 acres. We grew every vegetable.
Well, that's a goddamn farm.
He would borrow a local farmer's tractor to plow and disc the garden every year. See, I don't look at that as the same as
that's
like,
that's like an operation.
Okay.
You got like an acre you're tending to. That's a farm.
Because like, you guys know my dad.
Yeah.
Like at one point, he had a garden in the backyard.
Yeah.
Right? And it was all plants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he like had the rototiller. Yeah. Whatever, right? But like he never liked flowers.
Yeah.
And I guess I know how that sounds when I say it.
They like flowers, like manly things.
Well, no, I think there's a difference between flower garden
and vegetable garden.
Vegetable garden.
The big old zucchini just sticking out.
He would, right?
A zucchini, long as your arm.
Like every time the zucchini would be at his genitals, he would, check this one out.
I got a big old throbbing zucchini out there. Dying to get to it.
It sucks when you have a partner that does both. The plants and the vegetables.
That's too much work.
Talk to my wife, bro.
See, vegetable gardens are just too much work.
And like she can hear me. Yeah. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
Well, it doesn't make it worse if you don't say it.
She's so proud of the vegetables she brings in, and like it's amazing, right? But it's like I think my wife has this idea in her head that like if the world all of a sudden went to hell, and food disappeared, that we'd be able to live off this.
Yeah,
and
she like, just enjoys doing.
No, because she has said this. Like you know, she wants to like. She's got this weird ass idea. Of,
you
like,
guys are gonna live on a farm.
I'm not doing. No, that's not gonna happen. We've had this discussion. I'm not living on a farm. But like. I, in my head, like, try and, like, tally, like, how long we could live on the food that comes in the house that she's grown.
I can tell you how long. You got about a month. Because then it's done. Like, you only get one yield out of a garden for the season, right? Okay. So what are you going to get, seven zucchinis?
You're the
you probably get a
douchebag.
Lot at once.
Are we going to just blow past the fact that he said yield?
well, that's I mean... that's yard talk. I'm talking yard right now, son.
You're going to have a greenhouse. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I already have one on my front step. I didn't tell you guys about this.
No.
She bought a little greenhouse and put it
there
on
there. You
our
go.
Front step.
You can do it all year round.
Oh. Oh, get the seedlings coming up.
No, they live next door.
The seedlings?
Yeah.
Great people.
Do you bring stuff to your neighbors? Because I remember we had a neighbor that did this growing up, and they would bring us like endless amounts of tomatoes. And
tomatoes are delicious out of the garden. There is one thing, like, I would never turn down a garden tomato.
My wife is selfish. She keeps all the produce and uses it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like her.
I know.
I mean, she's growing tobacco.
She was at one point.
But you can't smoke it.
I don't know. Why wouldn't? What are you going to smoke with it? I mean, I don't even
make
know.
Cigars out of it.
No, I know, but can you? I don't even know how that goes.
You can make like four cigars.
Would that be healthy? Like, would it? I mean, because smoking isn't healthy in the first place. But like, would I die smoking my own tobacco?
It's pretty natural.
It's good natural tobacco.
Good natural tobacco.
It's organic.
And then she's producing some good natural heroin at the base.
Yeah,
too.
It's like farm to cancer.
A lot of things happening right now.
All right, what's going on?
A lot of things happening
right
now. A
lot of breaking news
or
what?
Yes, this is breaking news all over the place. And we sit and we wait with bated breath.
Yeah.
You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
You feel the power?
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, so we shared with you this morning.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is going on the Today Show on NBC at some point today to what we assume announce a game that will be on NBC that will be a big-time game. And there are two options for NBC. Because NBC has just announced their opening night game.
All right, this is it.
Thursday night to kick off the season. It will be Eagles-Cowboys.
The old rivalry.
The Eagles blew the hell out of the Cowboys twice last year.
And you said the Cowboys haven't really done anything in the offseason to make themselves better.
They traded for George Pickens, the receiver, last
week. The Wicked Pickett?
Pickens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got the wrong guy?
The Wickens Pickens. That's kind of a lame.
All right,
night.
So not much. Yeah.
All right. All right, that sucks.
All right.
So we theorized this morning that the Bills will either play Sunday night, primetime on NBC, or NBC also owns the primetime Thanksgiving Day game, and that one made the most sense to us, right?
Yeah.
The Bills, goodbye stadium. They've never hosted a Thanksgiving Day game. They have the Christmas movie coming out on Hallmark.
Oh, yeah.
This would be the kickoff to the Christmas season. Yeah. You can promo with that. NBC and the Hallmark Channel are intertwined financially, so it benefits them in that way. We have no word yet on what the hell is happening. I just keep refreshing Twitter. Do you guys do a radio show? I'm going to watch this for the rest of the
time. Because they haven't even teased. Like, so we had the TV on NBC. They haven't teased anything.
You know why? Because you put on the wrong channel, stupid.
I was thinking that. I was like, I don't
well,
know.
That's the only
right.
NBC we get.
We got NBC News Now, not the Today Show.
Well, we don't. I thought it switches over.
No.
No, this is I think it's on right now.
This is the poor guy version.
Oh, we got poor TV?
We got poor TV. So Andy Griffith will be on in a little while.
None of us really know how to work this TV. So.
I can.
No, don't claim any. Don't claim you do.
Don't claim any. You're talking about face, stupid.
We all get the remote in our hands and go, what the? F.
You guys are stuck on Baywatch.
I love Baywatch. So we wait to see what this major game announcement will be until Josh shows his face on TV. But there's something else potentially that will be happening.
So what's that?
So we told you a couple weeks ago that the NFL announced what they are calling the Rivalries Uniform Program.
Okay.
That NFL teams were going to wear new jerseys, uniforms, inspired by the history of the team, the city they play against, against a division rival at home one time this year.
They can kind of interpret that how they want, right? There's no rules around that.
You got it. Yeah. So eight teams are part of it this year. The Bills are one of them. Back when they announced this program, I remember them saying May 12th, they will announce the uniforms. Today is May 12th.
Ooh. What?
And I am curious.
Sneak peek.
Now, here's the thing. I haven't seen anything since then, so maybe they moved the date back. Why are you laughing?
Let's roll out the laundry.
Well, no. I mean, like, maybe the uniform has something to do with this game.
Intertwined.
Well, yeah.
It's all coming together.
And if that's the case.
It's a holiday miracle.
If that's the case.
Yeah.
These rivalry uniforms, Tommy, will be worn against a division rival. That means.
At home, though?
Yes, at home.
Oh, okay. I thought they were. I didn't know if they were away uniforms
at home. Only home uniforms.
I have a question back here.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the point
of what?
Of these uniforms?
You're not curious to see what it's going to look like?
No. I mean, what do they do?
Mr. Fashion?
I get it because then jackasses like you go out and buy it.
Yeah, but no, the point for the NFL is to sell more laundry.
Right.
But for us.
Like, you get giddy over
this
stuff.
I do. Well, you know I love jerseys and uniforms. No, but I mean, if they, Kimmy, if they roll out in some kind of version of the Super Bowl uniforms, red helmet, blue jersey.
That they wore back in the day.
But I think we
also. Yeah, those are some lucky jerseys. You lost four Super Bowls in that outfit.
You won four straight AFC Championship games. Give me one AFC Championship game right now.
I think we have to.
Shut up!
We have to prepare ourselves. That they could be super ugly.
I'm
because
preparing.
Every time a team rolls these out, it's like 50-50, hit or miss. Like sometimes they're really cool, really retro. Other times you're like, ooh, please only wear that one time and one time only.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So now, that was my next question. They're only going to do this one game a season?
Yes, one game a season at home.
That you'll see this outfit.
You got it.
And then what? Did they retire? Did they come up with another one?
No, I guess they keep wearing it. Moving forward for the next 3 years. I don't know. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, because the Steelers wore those like bumblebee ones a couple seasons, right?
Those are pretty funny.
I loved them. Everybody hated them.
Well, they're ugly, but they're so ugly, they're funny looking.
Even the Giants throwbacks last year, you saw those.
They went all the way back to like the beginning of time.
Everyone hated them. I thought those were great.
Well, they look ugly, but they're cool.
Yeah, it's it harkens
ugly
back.
Cool.
Yeah, back when everything was ugly.
No, but I would
argue. People, the politics.
Not like today, you handsome man with great political ideas. 252 to BCMF. We wait with bated breath to find out what primetime Bills game is coming this upcoming season. Mm. But, Kimmy, when it comes to the uniforms, I feel like this backs the theory that it'll be Thanksgiving even more.
Oh,
a Thanksgiving.
You think they'll wear the special uniforms on Thanksgiving. There's a lot going on in one game.
And they're going to be playing a conference rival. So it would be like New England.
New England, Miami, or the Jets.
Right.
While promoting potentially Bill's Hallmark movie. I mean, that's a lot.
But they could also be in Ireland.
All right.
Do they have the Ireland game?
So somebody, let me pull it up here just to give credit.
A lot going of theories Dublin. Out there.
Danny wrote, the Bills are going to Dublin, Ireland to play the Steelers. I don't know if he saw that or he's just guessing. Because I was under the impression that that was off the table for the Bills based on other
stories. Why would the Steelers and the Bills go to Ireland? Usually there would be some kind of Irish connection. Like, Boston's a big Irish town.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't you have, like, the Patriots and the Bills play in Dublin because at least Boston has a big connection to Ireland?
I am trying to explain it to you, and you won't stop running.
Why would the Steelers?
Because the Rooney family who owns the Steelers has a massive political, financial connection to Ireland. They do a bunch of charity work.
But who knows that? I mean, who cares? I mean, it's more about the towns than some rich douche business connections.
They've been lobbying for a game in Dublin for years.
So they kind of brought
the Roonies?
They kind of brought the NFL to Dublin. Yeah. Otherwise, it may not have even been a thought.
And I love how that's a very simple explanation.
Well, no, I want to see some Irish.
Okay, but
you know,
the players aren't Irish. Like what?
No, but like the towns are known.
Not
to
one
be
Irish a NFL player. You know that.
I can't. I don't think of like an Irish town as Pittsburgh.
What are you talking about? It's got a huge working class. Buffalo also has a huge working class Irish population.
You ain't Boston, man.
South
you ain't Chicago.
Buffalo. Okay.
You ain't Diane Rivers or, you know, funneling money over to your home country to overthrow the politics. Give me some meat. You put on a funny hat. Oh, we're Irish.
You're Italian. Why are you getting so upset about this? Then the guy's name is Rudy. It doesn't get more Irish than Rudy. Maybe Duffy, but that's about it. All right. I can't take this, man.
What?
I want to know.
You're going to faint?
Well, it's just amazing that it hasn't been leaked yet, because all this stuff usually comes out like hours before they actually make the official announcement.
Kimmy, I figured last night we would know.
Yeah.
I figured we would know by last night. And you're right. Like, we are potentially minutes away from knowing, and nothing. Okay. You guys, again, keep talking. I'm just going to keep refreshing.
Hey, the government's getting a new plane, though, and it's free. How about that?
All right, we'll take a break. By the way, the second we know,
right,
we will let you know.
Breaking news.
Yep, you got it. And do we still have our breaking news sounder?
I can find it.
Hey,
probably not.
Not worth it.